I can read anything. I can read anything. I'm Tammy Bobrowski, producer of What We're Reading. Today we get to hear again from Tracy Campa. She's the Grand Rapids Area Library Children's Librarian, and she's got three new book recommendations for us, as well as her predictions for the 2025 Newbery Awards that will be announced later this morning. Here's Tracy.
Hello. I'm eager to share my Newbery thoughts with you, but first, three new books. We haven't talked graphic novels for a bit, so let's start with Plain Jane. Imagine yourself in Jane's shoes. Her parents have died and have left no provision for her future. Because she is unwed, the family's vast estate will be claimed by her nasty cousin, Colin. What's she to do? Maybe propose marriage to a very handsome local boy who also finds himself in terrible straits? Again, though, Jane finds herself in a predicament when the local boy is captured by a mermaid and dragged to the bottom of the sea. Now what? Thankfully, Jane finds a townswoman helpfully hanging out in the doorway of the cronery, who provides Jane with a vial of liquid that will allow her to breathe underwater for 3 days, a red cloak that will keep her warm in the frigid waters, and a special rock that will allow her to walk on the bottom of the sea. Somewhat armed and ready, Jane is off to rescue her betrothed. While this story is certainly a fairy tale, the characters are not necessarily traditional, and the outcome may not be what you expect. I thoroughly enjoyed this delightful graphic novel, Plain Jane and the Mermaid, by Vera Broskall. Mallory March is a people pleaser, wanting her friends and family to be happy. She doesn't even know her favorite pizza because she always just goes along with whatever her friends want. Mallory's hidden talent is her webcomic, Metal Plated Heart, which is published under the name Dr. Bot Girl by their local comic store. Mallory keeps that part of her life secret. While she is 12, the minimum age to web publish is 13. Through her participation in a comic club, which she also has to keep secret because her mom thinks she's practicing with the swim team, Mallory meets Noah, who identifies as non-binary. Mallory begins to have feelings for Noah, but wonders what kind of person Noah expects her to be. With the help of Noah, friends, a kick-ass grandma, drag queen story time, and a librarian who turns out to be pretty cool, as most librarians are, Mallory begins to understand not only who she is, but what and who is important to her. I strongly recommend you check out Mallory in Full Color by Elisa Stone Leahy. A picture book with a Minnesota author, a Minnesota illustrator, and published by the Minnesota Historical Society Press should feel rabidly familiar to most Minnesotans. So Cold tells the story of a father and son who have been eagerly waiting for a day cold enough to do all the frigid weather tricks. When they wake up to negative 23, they know it's the day. From pounding in a nail with a frozen banana to throwing wet jeans so they plant themselves in the snow, they pull off the deep freeze magic only known to those who live in this ice-covered world. The back matter includes information on the 6 experiments that you too can try. Whether you're looking for some new ways to have fun this winter, or merely want to send a copy to warm weather friends to show them what you have to endure, I suggest you get yourself a copy of So Cold by John Coy, illustrated by Chris Park.
This is What We're Reading, and we've just heard about three exciting new children's books for you to check out. We're going to hear more from Tracy because it's award season. The last Monday in January is what's known in the book world as Newbery Monday, the day the American Library Association reveals the awards for excellence in children's books from the previous year. Here's Tracy with her predictions and favorites.
The John Newbery Medal is awarded annually to the book determined to have made the most distinguished contribution to American literature for children. Decided by a 15-person committee who has spent their year discussing how hundreds of titles meet the extensive Newbery criteria, The committee can also name as many honor titles as they deem fit. Usually, 2 to 4 honor titles are also named. I've shared with you many of the titles I think should be in consideration for the 2025 Newbery. There are the bits of magic that I adored in A Strange Thing Happened in Cherry Hall, Not Quite a Ghost, and Plain Jane and the Mermaid. There was great history in Enigma Girls and Max in the House of Spies. I so loved Renée Watson's poetry in Black Girl, You Are Atlas. I loved the time traveling tropes in The First State of Being, The Secret Library, and The Color of Sound. I fell in love with characters I met in The 10th Mistake of Hank Hooperman, Mallory in Full Color, Magnolia Woo Unfolds It All, and Tree Table Book. I very much appreciated the reminder of how political decisions have very real effects on families in Kareem Between, which also won the National Book Award. I always like to finish my year, however, with a favorites book list. These are the books that, after I closed the cover, stayed with me. Will they show up on a Newbery list? I have no idea, but they are books that I am still thinking about months later. Quagmire Tiarello Couldn't Be Better by My Lisa Larson speaks to a world colored by mental illness, where Quagmire has spent his life trying to cover for his mom when she spins out of control. The book is funny and meaningful and helps continue the conversation around mental illness. Another of my favorites this year is John Shue's Louder Than Hunger. Semi-autobiographical, it follows Jake through his intense battle with and treatment for anorexia nervosa. This book is written in verse, and initially I was disappointed because I have a hard time selling books to some kids that are written in verse. After I finished it, though, I could only think that this was the perfect way to tell this powerful and important story. Ranking number 3 this year, And Then Boom by Lisa Phipps, also written in verse, tells the story of Joe and his grandma, who are left alone by Joe's mom. And then, boom, Joe is completely alone to fend for himself. This book holds a coveted place on my bookshelf. The book in my number 2 slot this year is Cynthia Leidich Smith's On a Wing and a Tear. This one will probably have no shot at the Newbery just because its audience is much smaller, but I expect it will do very well with the American Indian Youth Literature Awards, which are announced every other year, so we'll have to wait until 2026 for those. A modern-day folk tale, On a Wing and a Tear combines elements of American Indian history, the Great American Road Trip, baseball, the pitfalls of social media, and a cast of phenomenally well-rounded characters. When I closed the cover, I thought, wow, how did the author do that? Finally, after much consideration, my favorite book of this year is The Wrong Way Home by Kate O'Shaughnessy. Fern's mother takes Fern away from the only home she's known, the farm. Not disclosing her real reasons to Fern, her mother believes that they have fallen victim to a cult, and she is trying to save them both. Fern, however, believes that her mother is very misguided and desperately tries to go home. But her desire to return leads her through very dangerous situations. The storyline is unique for middle grade fiction, and I cheered for Fern and her mother. I think this book brings a lot to my shelves. So there it is, my Newbery Thoughts 2025. Along with the Newbery, several other awards will be named, including the Randolph Caldecott Medal for Best Illustrations in a Picture Book. This is an award that I have a difficult time calling because I'm not well versed in art, but the illustrations I loved this year include those in Jump for Joy with illustrations by Hadley Hooper, Home in a Lunchbox by Cherry Moe, My Dad is a Cowboy, illustrated by C.G. Esperanza, Being Home, illustrated by Michaela Goad, The Yellow Bus by Lauren Long, and Touch the Sky, illustrated by Minnesotan Chris Park, who I've already mentioned today. When will the announcements be, you ask? Well, my friends, the award ceremony will begin in 1 hour. That's right. at 9 a.m. Central Time today, January 27th, tune your trusted device to www.ala.unicron.com. That's www.ala.unicron.com, and you can follow along. I am so excited. I can't wait to talk about it. Happy reading!
Yes, folks.